New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Well, hello there. It's not Sal Licata. It's Pete Hoffman filling in for Sal Licata on this Tuesday night, Wednesday morning podcast, depending on when you are listening to this WFAN Daily podcast. Again, with Sal Licata. Please like, subscribe, follow, favorite, whatever it is. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. Now, the good news. The Mets have won their fourth straight series. Yes, the Pirates series is not done yet, but they have won the first two games of a three-game set, and they have now won four straight series. Their pitching has been phenomenal over these 12 games where they've won 9 out of 12 games. Starting 0-5 and now winning 9 of 12 games is impressive. I know a lot of Mets fans, a lot of people were down on this team, thought this team was in the dumps, but there is fight back. And let me tell you something. If you're watching that game, if you're watching Lindor, who's been struggling, Pete Alonso, who's had a so-so start to the season, on the bench, as they're taking the lead, as they're winning the ball game, there is a lot of fun being had on that bench. So that's the first thing that I want to say is that when you look at this team, you could see something has clicked from where this team was dead and almost buried five games in to now being one game under over 500. First time they've been over 500 all season long. So it's a job well done. Joey Wendell with the big hit of the night to make it to basically secure the win. The bullpen had another fantastic game. Reed Garrett, two innings, six strikeouts, leads relief pitchers with 17 Ks in the season so far. Drew Smith with the save. I mean, what can't they do? And this is the thing about David Stearns. This is what I have to say. A lot of people are sitting there questioning, why did they bring in a better, more offense? Why did they bring star pitchers? And what? You know what? Not for nothing, but last year, the star pitching was there. They had Verlander. They had Scherzer. And they lost a ton of games. And by the way, they weren't healthy on top of that. But they did pitch, and they didn't pitch well. You just need solid pitchers right now. And that is what they are getting. And think about this. The Mets, 9-8 without Kodai Senga. Without J.D. Martinez. Think about when J.D. Martinez comes back and actually lengthens this lineup. Like, that's going to be amazing. And you're getting, four hits today is not ideal, but you're finding ways to win. And that's what good teams do. Now, I'm not sitting here saying this team is great. If you look at Anthony DeComo's tweets, the first time that the Mets all season long are on pace to win, be over 500 at the end of the season, their win total on pace for 86 games. That's what I've been saying all offseason long. It seems like an 86 win team, which is good. That is a playoff bound team. Pump the brakes. Don't get too excited, but enjoy what's going on right now. Carlos Mendoza clearly is doing the right thing with the bullpen. He's reading the bullpen well, but on top of that, you're just getting good play. Harrison Bader, the past couple of days he's done with the bat. Today, not so much, but his defense in center field has been amazing. You could sit there and talk about how the bats aren't as good as you want them to be. But again, David Stearns has put together a good defensive team. They're between the defense and the pitching, you're going to be in games. You have professional closers that are in and out of this lineup. Like Ottavino has had a share of being a closer. Drew Smith gets his first save of the season. Jorge Lopez was a former closer. Now he's in that setup role. There's a lot of talent on this Mets squad that can continue to keep them in ball games. Listen, all you got to do is be in a game. They'll find ways to win, and they did tonight. And now, again, they're won 9 out of 12 games. Their pitching is the best. Their ERA is the best in the National League, which is, again, talk about no Kodai Senga. They don't have a Justin Verlander. They don't have Max Scherzer. They don't have a Jacob DeGrom. They have Jose Quintana. They got Sean Mania. They got Adrian Hauser. Okay. Luis Severino, former ace, but even him last year was terrible. And this is who the Mets are. They are a good, solid ball club, and the Mets fans have to be happy. Now, on the other side, we got to turn to the Yankees. This is the third straight loss for the New York Yankees. Now, the concern here more than anything else, Gleyber Torres had a rough inning, bonehead play. I think it was a sixth or seventh inning where he tried to get a guy out of third base, didn't get any outs, and eventually those runs scored, which gave them a 5-4, helped them to break out the game to make it 5-1. Eventually, they lost 5-4, but that extra one run, that error that he had at second base, that was the winning run. And it was not a smooth day for Gleyber Torres defensively. And with the bat, too, he looked terrible one of his plate appearances. It just wasn't a great day. I like Gleyber Torres. I think he's an asset to the Yankees. He does have days like this that can lose a game. That is an issue. But also what's a big issue is Aaron Judge batting 182. Like, that is not acceptable. When your star player is batting 182, who is making a ton of money, he's going to be here for a while. Listen, this is the whole Francisco Lindor debate, right? You can't start off slow. The problem is Aaron Judge never performs this way. Aaron Judge is one of the best players in baseball. So that's why I don't give him a pass as much, because he is that good. He is that elite. Francisco Lindor, I've seen him every single year being with the Mets. He starts slow. Like, this is not new to us to see Francisco Lindor bat slow or start slow and then put up his numbers. Aaron Judge always starts hot. This is a rough pass for him. He's batting 182. That is a problem. When you have Aaron Judge not hitting, Anthony Volpe had a rough day. Overall, it's just not going to be ideal. It's not going to be enough. Now, listen, 12-6 is nothing to sneeze at. That's a great way to start the season off. But if you look at how the Yankees won in the beginning of the season, they beat teams. They beat the Astros, who played like crap. That was a bad Houston Astros team. They made a lot of mistakes. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays at home in a three-game set. It didn't seem like they did enough, though. The offense wasn't alive enough. They were able to scrape away runs by, errors being made in the field by the opposition, getting hit by pitches, getting maybe some sac flies, but there was no big time hits. And unfortunately, that is carrying over now. And now they're starting to see some losses pile up. Again, nothing too bad. 12-6 is great. But there's got to be some level of concern with Aaron Judge. What's going on? Is it a kink in his swing right now? Is he just not comfortable? Or does he have an injury that he's trying to hide and just trying to play through? Again, he started the season off, the spring training. He took a little break and all that. And then he had to, he finally started up. He was ready to go for opening day. But it just hasn't clicked yet for Aaron Judge. So to me, there's a little bit of a concern there. But overall, Yankees have been playing good enough to be 12-6. Mets now finally over 500. We got a baseball season, folks. This is legitimate. This is a real season for both teams. We're going to have a good spring, a good summer, and hopefully a nice race come September. And this is what you want. You don't want to go into a season where it's, five games into the season, you feel like you're done. It's also not that easy starting, as hot as the Yankees did and expect them to just cruise like that all season long. So you're going to go through ups and downs, bumps and bruises. You just want to be able to see guys like Aaron Judge be Aaron Judge. But listen, thank you very much for listening. See you guys tomorrow with Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Please like, subscribe, favorite, whatever it is you do for this podcast, WFAN Daily for Sal Licata. I'm just happy to fill in. Why not? Guys, listen, it's a season. It's going to be fun. And we got the playoffs coming up between Rangers, who won the President's Trophy, the Knicks, number 2 seed. We got the draft next week. But by the way, hello, Giants, are we trading up for J.J. McCarthy, or are we going Marvin Harrison Jr.? I want Marvin Harrison Jr. As far as the Jets go, I don't want Brock Bauer. I think that would be a big mistake to go and try to grab a tight end in the top 10 pick. It's just a mistake being made. When you have guys like Rob Gronkowski, Travis Kelce, who weren't drafted in the first round, you could get a top-end tight end later on. You do not need it at that high in the draft. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I will see you guys tomorrow with Brandon and Sal, and I will catch you all later. Thank you.